Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome back to Chip Chat Network Insights. We're coming to you live from San Francisco. It's IDF 2015, and I'm joined by Renu Navali, Intel Director of the Intel Network Builders Program. How are you doing, Renu?
I'm doing great.
So an exciting, exciting week for Intel Network Builders. You kicked it off this Monday with a huge event. Why don't you just start by telling us what happened on Monday?
So on Monday, we hosted the Intel Network Builders Summit. We co-hosted it with the DPDK Summit. And on the second floor of the Westin St. Francis, we had more than 400 networking-related people, all who have joined us for the summit. We had two tracks. We had a technical track and a business track. The business track was various C-level executives from our ecosystem companies like Cisco, Ericsson, Brocade, HP, Dell, several of the operating system as well as the independent software vendors. And the technical track, we had various NPG architects doing a deep dive on our technology ingredients that can be used for networking infrastructure, NFV, SDN, and then wireless 5G networks.
Now, we need to almost sing happy birthday to Network Builders. It was 2 years ago at IDF that Network Builders was born. You've been leading it since its inception. I think something that you said in your blog was, you know, there's more vendors involved in Network Builders now than we had even targeted at the beginning of this initiative. What is it like?
It's overwhelming, and it's also humbling. When we launched the program, we literally had to hunt down like 30 companies to launch the program with. And we started to work with them to kind of understand, and we were all in the same boat where we were trying to figure out, what does NFV and SDN mean for the industry? Is it really going to happen? Is it really going to take off? We were plagued with a lot of almost self-doubts about NFV and SDN. Now, fast forward 2 years, we have more than 170 companies. There is absolutely no doubt that NFV and SDN will happen. It's more a question of, will it happen this year or is next year the year of NFV? The industry has kind of moved forward to talking about what are the challenges to deployment and how do we overcome those challenges versus 2 years ago, we were still explaining the acronyms NFV and SDN.
Now, today at IDF, your boss, Sandra Rivera, gave you a larger challenge with the launch of the Intel Network Builders Fast Track. Tell me what Fast Track is all about.
Fast Track is kind of the next step or evolution of Network Builders. We've been a little child and a teenager for the last 2 years, and now we're going to go and become an adult. Mm-hmm. The NFV and SDN deployment has a number of challenges. There's a number of point solutions that we have in the ecosystem that are yet to get integrated into complete solution stacks that address carrier grade and performance and high availability and reliability. All of these solution stacks need to get integrated into proven solutions to address our use cases. And most importantly, they also need to interoperate with each other in order for the service providers to truly deploy virtualized network elements in 5G networks. With these challenges, I think we've launched the Fast Track program within the Network Builders umbrella to make sure that we address the challenges of further innovating on our ingredients and technologies to have more complete solution stacks, driving or accelerating solution integration, driving what we call the Network Builders University to make sure our ecosystem and our industry is trained on the various Intel ingredients that we have for the networking infrastructure, and then also working with the ecosystem to set up interoperability labs, working with them to do more benchmarking, working with them to create solution blueprints, all of which can help hasten or fast track the path to deployment.
What is it like to work with a host of companies around optimizing a multi-vendor solution to market versus working with one vendor on their particular implementation?
Up until now, we've worked with vendors individually to optimize on sometimes one, maybe sometimes two different ingredients in addition to our processor. And now I think we're moving towards solution stack, which is multiple vendors optimizing on multiple Intel ingredients. In order to do that, we've actually got different types of reference architecture toolkits like the Open Network Platform. We have the Network Edge Virtualization Software Development Kit. All of these things bring together multiple Intel ingredients like the Intel DPDK, Open vSwitch, our EPA contributions into OpenStack. It brings it all together in the form of a reference architecture upon which we can have multiple vendors optimize their products and solutions in order to create a more complete solution stack that's carrier grade ready, that has high performance, and that has the reliability and high availability that our service providers want for their networking infrastructure.
When you look at training, obviously we've been delivering summits for a while, which embed a lot of technical training in them. It seems like we're taking it to the next level with the Intel Network Builders University. How do you envision this happening?
The Intel Network Builders University, I think it's going to provide tiered levels of training to our ecosystem. With 170 partners and then hundreds of different types of service providers, we need to really tier our training across the industry. At the tier one level, we might have some in-person training or workshops that we deliver, customer technology workshops that we provide to them. Tier two might be a mixture of this in-person training, more technical summits, but also some amount of online training. And then we also want to provide a lot of online training to the broad ecosystem, because we want to make sure everybody has access to being trained on the variety of different ingredients and to the level of depth that they want for each one of the ingredients.
What have we done with system integrators thus far, and how do you see that focus augmenting moving forward?
Since the beginning of this year, we've started to actually engage tremendously with the system integrator community. We have more than 15 system integrators who are part of the Network Builders Program. The transformation of the network infrastructure is a huge business opportunity for them as well. Mm-hmm. So what they would like to understand is, where can they realize some of this business opportunity? Where can they help integrate solutions that can then be provided to the service providers? So one of the things that the system integrators are looking for besides training is also, hey, how does a particular solution use case come together? What is the specification of the various solution stacks or ingredients that they can then integrate and provide to the service providers?
Now, interoperability. I know that we mentioned performance tuning, work with third-party labs around compliance testing, and then also centers for plugfests and hackathons delivered by the Network Builders Program itself. How do you differentiate when it's right to maybe use a third-party lab collaboration versus what Intel Network Builders can deliver with the ecosystem?
I think it's important to not completely differentiate between what Intel Network Builders can provide or the third parties can provide. I'd really like for it to be seen as a collaborative effort that we would do together. I think the industry's kind of shifted to where the service providers want to understand, how is this particular solution stack performing? How is it being tuned, or has it been tuned? What is the benchmarking for this? And the breakup of those benchmarking or characterization results are important for them as they plan out their network, because they need to understand what is their CapEx investment or what is their OpEx savings. So in order to be able to do that, we need to work with the ecosystem to benchmark their solutions on our infrastructure. We need to work with third-party testing centers so that they can provide independent verification of the benchmarking results of these various vendors on our infrastructure. We need to be able to work again with the ecosystem to provide opportunities for plugfests and hackathons or interoperability labs, etc.
I know that we announced the program today, but we've been briefing our partners on it. What's the response from the ecosystem been thus far?
It has been extremely positive. Even right after the announcement, I've had at least three partners walk up to me and say that they would like to be one of the first candidates to be fast-tracked. I think they got it immediately. They got what the opportunity for them is, and they really recognized the fact that they would need to work with us closely in order to be fast-tracked.
Well, this is a fantastic program. Again, a great example of how Intel is using its broader knowledge in technology innovation and applying it to this amazing opportunity for the industry around network transformation. I can't wait to hear more from you about it as we move forward in the months ahead in actual implementation of all the programs that we've defined today. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Allison.